Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Friday. No, happy Wednesday. I was going to say gateway to the weekend. How did I get to Friday?
That's all right.
Happy Wednesday.
It was AI. AI told you it was Friday.
Yeah.
Liars.
Stupid liars. Artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence, but it's intelligence nonetheless.
Yes, it's information. No promise it's real.
I love today. Accurate. I utilized it today.
How so?
In a very simple way.
Directions to work?
Well, I have Google Documents and I have versions. Every day I change them. It's our music that we run in our show. There's bumpers. So I have probably 10 years worth of them in the versions, all different versions. Every day there's a new version. So I thought, ooh, Google has on my documents page, what can Gemini do for you?
Gemini's Google's AI.
Right. Right. Okay. So I'm like, this is cool. So I told Gemini to utilize all the versions and just shuffle songs for me and put them in a certain blah, blah, blah. Like in the...
Reorganize all these lists.
Take all these songs from years and years and just randomly shuffle them. So each day I have a fresh new batch of them with me not having to do any... Not that I have to do a lot of work, folks. Some of you go to work and you're like saving lives or you're like, you know, directing traffic or doing construction. My work is, oh, which song do I run at 6:43?
So just to... And I think I know what you did here. You took all the songs.
I asked it to take
and you basically
all
say like dice in a Yahtzee cup and to shake it up and pour
like
it back
shuffle
out.
Out a playlist, except put them in the times for me and I hand it to my producer. Whoa. Gemini said, I'm sorry, I cannot do that. And I'm like, wait a minute. What do you mean you can't do this? And it was, I can't work through versions of a document, only what is in the document.
Oh, so it won't search through
it
your
files.
It won't
search through the different versions
I think that's
yet.
A good thing, actually.
Oh, at some point, it will happen. But today, I was smarter than artificial intelligence. I thought you stupid.
We have
stupid machine.
We, as a society, have mistakenly taken artificial intelligence and translated it as superior intelligence. Mm-hmm. And it's never, like, think about that. That's our own fault. They never, right. We just saw like talking robots and thought this is smarter than us, but they're not.
No.
Not always.
No. So be very careful with it. Every once in a while, I see someone who does what we do or news reporting or something, and they utilize it and they don't check it. And that can be very, very bad for your business. Because you don't want it to be inaccurate. So it is still in its infancy stages.
Oh, yeah.
It is still, as much as it may be able to do for some of you, it is still very much in its infancy. All right. I love, we get a lot to talk about. Look, there's serious issues in the world today, and especially internationally. We had a situation, Israel now trying to attack the negotiators in a peace process trying to kill them. What did we know? Because those were mixed messages. We were told ahead of time, or weren't we? The president now says he's not happy. That whole situation, the words being used are betrayal, treacherous, a whole bunch of descriptors about what happened there. Then we've got a situation where Poland is saying that Russia was sending drones over their airspace and allies had to come in to help out. Look, that's that whole area is something we need to obviously keep an eye on. So there's a lot of stuff that's international and we'll keep you up to date on what's going on there. And we get a lot of local stuff. But I do want to mention that there still are people talking about the incident at the Phillies baseball game. And the woman who angrily stormed over to the guy who got the ball and demanded
my ball.
Demanded the ball back.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So I only mention this because we had a few people text us and I've seen others argue. They don't want to say that what she did was okay, but some people go, wait a minute. He came over into her section. If she had that ball, should it have been his? Here is the story. The incident raises legal and sports etiquette questions. What do the experts say, folks? Oh, my God.
Who are the experts that are... Okay, etiquette?
So they actually... Okay. It's a bunch of different people. Okay. Anyway, look, the boy is fine because he got all this swag and signatures and got to meet it. And I think I heard maybe going to the World Series, whatever it may be.
I heard playing the World Series. They're going to put the kid in. He's a starting pitcher.
But this issue has been litigated in court before. In a 2002 case, a judge determined a person who retains control of the ball after initial contact legally has possession and is entitled to the ball. So there was this guy that they talked to in this article. A retired judge, attorney, professor, and author told Penn Live, possession belonged to the man who picked it up. Absolutely. If that case came before me, I'd rule in his favor. This is a guy who has written two books merging his legal and baseball interests. It's called Baseball and the Law. So anyway, he goes, my legal analysis, short and sweet. The ball belonged to the boy based on three criteria. Did the woman have clear possession? No. Did someone physically take it from her? No. Did she hold the ball for a sufficient amount of time that would indicate it was hers? He said, the video evidence I have seen shows the ball at best may have touched her, but just because it touches you doesn't mean it's your ball. So there we go.
I mean, there's that. We've all seen this before, but I'll come up with a fictional version of this. If a foul ball hits somebody in the forehead, bounces off, and then someone grabs that ball and runs away, and everyone's like, give the ball to the person with the head
bump. What are you talking about?
Here, hear me out. If the ball touches somebody... It doesn't give them the right.
No.
And however, etiquette would say if somebody gets injured or touches the ball, you should.
Who the heck is worrying about getting a ball if you're hit with it?
You don't care. Well, hang, I feel like you're blowing this off.
I am blowing it off.
You shouldn't. It's a very valid point. If you're at a baseball game and someone gets hit and then someone grabs the ball, well, the common courtesy would be like, do you want to give them the ball? That's a nice thing to do. We stop being nice. We start fighting over this stuff when it's just there's no reason to fight over this.
Here are the unwritten rules, folks. Baseball fan etiquette. And this is what
This is stupid because we're acting like a bunch of animals. Like, we don't need a friggin' book about this. If you get the ball, you get the ball. And if not, just go, what an ass that person is.
Based on Penn Live's interviews with experts, here are the rules
you should know.
And again, these are unwritten rules that everyone should know. Rule number one, if you catch a ball, give it to a kid. I think that probably works for almost anyone except one that may end up being worth $1 million, you know, if it's a record-breaking ball. But otherwise, if you catch a ball, give it to a kid. There's always a kid. You don't keep the ball. The idea is always give it to a kid. Okay, so there's that. Rule two, if the ball is a player's first home run, give it to the player. Rule number three. You can leave your seat as long as you don't knock people over doing it. So if you're going to get it, just don't run roughshod.
And that rule applies to anywhere with seating, not just baseball. Right. Getting up to go to the bathroom in a movie theater, don't knock people over.
Don't knock people over. Now, rule number four, people who sit in the outfield are generally trying to catch a ball. So baseball's a sport where people love to catch foul balls and home run balls. People choose their seats based on what they can catch. So
I disagree with that one, but okay. I think sometimes it's just a cheaper
seat.
I think a lot of times, and yeah.
So that's it. Do we all have the rules down, Pat? And remember, one we did not say is that somebody has a camera somewhere at any of these events. If it's not the stadium itself, it's people in the stands. Remember, your behavior and what you're doing is always, always, always able to be caught by someone else on camera.
Being a fan becomes business. I didn't see it happen, but the day Barry Bonds tied the home run record, I said to my wife, I'm like, we don't do much. We seemed like I was stupid. We weren't even real big Giants fans or baseball fans in general. We're like, let's go to see history.
Right.
Every single person, to what you said, every single person had a glove in the outfield. There were boats out in the water outside in San Francisco. People were there because they knew that was a money baseball. But your regular game in the middle of, I guess it's toward the end of the season now.
Right.
It's not important. And people are just, it
doesn't. Crazy. They're just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody just calm down. Don't be rude. How about that?
Hang on. The points are all valid. Give the ball to a kid. That's a nice thing to do. Except what if you're an adult who's never caught a baseball and you feel like, wow, that was something I've always wanted to do.
Give the ball to the kid.
Okay. And then when you do that, what happens when someone goes, why didn't you give it to my kid? My kid was sitting closer.
You give it to the kid who's closest to you or who looks the most eager.
And who has the less scary looking parent. I'm just not going to go to games anymore. It's too crazy. You never know what's going to happen.
I'm going to run away from the ball the next time because the last thing I want to do is get caught in the middle of something that may end up being, you know, the next viral moment. I'm going to be like, I'm getting out of here. And I don't want to see this.
What else is kind of nutty, too, the whole idea about, and I love what they said, hey, if it's a player's first home run, whatever, give it to the player. Yes, but should you then get something back for it?
No.
Everyone does now, though. That's the standard.
It's just because we know that people are selfish and will demand something.
Well, sometimes they'll just go, hey, can I get something in exchange? Even if it's nice, and they get like a bat or they get something, and the players are usually willing to do that. Mm-hmm. I think if you're nice, a lot of times you'll get nice things.
Sure.
I believe that's the case.
Oh, I think they do it just to preempt any kind of, what about me? Now, are you all straight on the rules?
No.
We got all the rules
down. There's no rules because one person will just be cranky about it and be miserable. What about just sitting back and enjoying the game without fighting about things?
Oh, God. There's an investigation into a homicide at the Lackawanna County Prison. At about 12:30 Tuesday, reports are that officers got word of an inmate-on-inmate assault where one of the inmates died. That's according to the Lackawanna County DA. Now, this is, from what we understand, and it sounds like both of these folks in this altercation, and one of them is dead now, were detainees, federal detainees, because there are detainees that come to the prison that aren't from this area, but the county gets money to house them. So from what we understand, that's who was involved in the situation, the federal detainees. We don't know anything about next. They say next of kin not notified, so we don't have an identity yet. An investigation is ongoing, but some inmate-on-inmate assault is being investigated where one of the inmates did die. So pretty violent situation. We hope to get more information on that for you. And when we do, we'll let you know. In Lebanon County, this was quite the story. Police evacuated neighbors. They found a safe with 14 homemade explosive devices. And one of them had the capability, they say, to be detonated remotely. I thought, how do you find this? Well, it turns out a woman went to a Berks County police station regarding a protection from abuse order against this man.
Yeah.
His name is Timothy Schaefer Jr. She said that he had a safe in Lebanon County containing several explosive devices. They do say there's a number of children who live in that home. She even showed police a remote firing system she said was hooked up to the explosives. That's crazy. Troopers were sent to the home. Residents in the area were told to evacuate, and they x-rayed and opened the safe to find 14 of these explosive devices of varying capabilities. One had an advanced wiring system, and they say it looks like it was connected to a remote detonator. That is frightening. Frightening.
Yeah, we never know what these people have.
He admitted to them that he owned the safe. And he has been now charged with weapons of mass destruction, risking catastrophe, recklessly endangering another person. They do say he has multiple PFA violations. Now, it's interesting. They say in the story, as of Tuesday, unclear if he's in custody.
Probably
please,
something we want to
please,
know.
Please, yeah. Please tell us. That's nuts. Anyway, that is a real scary situation. You got to wonder people's minds. Why would you have that in your safe? That is scary stuff. Anyway, maybe we'll hear more about this as they continue the investigation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler, who does our traffic, put up a nice little picture of his pumpkins on his porch. I love this time of the year now. Everyone's starting to decorate for fall. But when you're thinking about decorating for fall, PA homepage, which is 2822 News, they have the story how they're already starting in Peckville. You know, the Christmas house.
Are they doing it? Are they decorating
early? Decorating early. It may seem like summer just ended. A family in Peckville's been at it for decades. It's a holiday destination, their home is. And it doesn't happen overnight. No, takes months of careful planning. So they were talking about how they get it going. They get stuff started early. So
I just drove by there.
I'm not saying that it's all up. They just said they're starting now to put it together.
I just drove by there because I live nearby. That's a big regular destination for my family. It has been for many years now.
Right.
I highly recommend it because it's unlike anything you've ever seen up close. But I was stunned to see the yards, just two houses with the space in the middle is where they decorate.
Yeah.
They own both sides. And there was nothing.
Yeah.
There was a car trunk open. And I thought, and it's funny, I thought, I wonder if they're getting ready to start because it's so weird.
Right.
It takes months.
I'm sure. Just to get everything anchored before you even start.
They're pros at it now, but still,
it's a labor of love.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Some of you, you know, we complain if you have to go out and just put a few lights up. Imagine doing that.
I have pictures, by the way. If we want to put this up on our Facebook, I have pictures of the place. The pictures are amazing, but when you see it in person, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yesterday, there were some real backups. Not that it happened all day long, but PennDOT is squeezing in a lot of work in Lackawanna, Luzerne, and Susquehanna counties. So 81 north and south between the airport and the expressway in Scranton, the central Scranton Expressway, will have work between 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. each day this week. So that's a heads up. If you're heading on Interstate 380 between Goolsboro and the Daleville Moscow exit, 7 to 4 each day, they're doing bridge deck repairs. We've got Route 6, the Casey Highway, between exit 1 and exit 2, going on from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. 81 northbound and southbound between exit 206, Lenoxville, and exit 223, New Milford, has that going on 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. And then if you're heading on Interstate 80, because why not add every single road into this thing? 80 east from 242 Mifflinville to 256 Neska, Peck, and Cunningham will have work from 7:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. So,
think you have an alternate route? Good luck. We'll block it.
Yeah, take alternate routes, but they won't block it. It'll just be really busy on the other routes. But have yourself a heads up because people yesterday were like, what's going on? It can happen. And then other times, you'll be like, you said you left. We heard a lot of this going on in the morning. By the time you left early afternoon, you said there really wasn't any issues where it was earlier.
Traffic is consistently bad enough that I've made it a regular step before I get in the car and go to check my Google Maps on my phone. If it takes about 21 minutes to get home, no traffic. But there have been times where I hit it and it's like 48 minutes. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, you know something's up.
How do I sit here?
I took the turnpike to go north and then picked up 81.
If you're somebody who gets stuck and you're like, I wish I knew. Yeah. If you have a smartphone, just open up your maps thing and just know how long it's supposed to take.
Yeah.
It's very easy. And it's very consistently right. Mm-hmm. So.
A story was so, so heartbreaking. The West Scranton barber just driving along, minding his own business, and ends up being killed in a horrible accident. This was March of 2024. Brian Nardella, very well-known barber from West Scranton. Again, this is the scary thing. As a driver, you can do everything right, and somebody else, and in this case, two other men with their trucks and their aggressiveness caused a horrific crash that killed an innocent person. The latest in this story is that John Darko and Paul Viscomo, these two other drivers, they will have prison time for the crash that killed Nardella. They did plead guilty in the road rage incident. And just real sad when you see and hear what his wife had to say in the victim impact statement. Just absolutely heartbreaking. It was road rage, folks, that preceded this. It's so sad because Nardella was trapped in his SUV, unresponsive when first responders got there. It flipped onto its roof in a parking lot off of Kaiser Avenue. He had his seatbelt on. He was driving below the speed limit. So they can tell those things from your vehicle. State police reconstructed the crash, and they said Viscomi's dash camera footage determined Darko was driving at least 61 miles per hour. We're talking about on Kaiser Avenue before the collision. And Viscomi accelerated from 20 miles per hour to at least 53 to stop Darko from merging. Imagine that. You're in a race with someone for what? For your own ego? Nardella attempted to maneuver out of the way, and they say he was driving at 30 miles per hour below the posted speed limit of 34. So he's killed because two people that are driving vehicles can't try to be patient, give each other grace or something. So it looks like Darko will be in jail for 25 to 60 months. Viscomi, 30 to 60 months. And by the way, one of them after the crash told police a different story than what they got from all the surveillance cameras, you know, trying to make themselves look innocent. Hey, crazy. Look,
longer jail sentence doesn't bring back Brian Nardella. But that seems insanely short of sentence.
For the death of somebody, yes.
Especially considering, like, okay, if it was an accident that was not anger related, but they were angry. There was road rage. So it almost seems like there should be more.
Well, these were the maximum sentences for the charge. Yeah, it's involuntary manslaughter is what they pled guilty to.
I was going to say, like, over the years, I had never met Brian Nardella, but when he passed, I remember just my Facebook feed just lit up, and I had so many mutual friends, and over the past couple of years, I've met people, and his name comes up from time to time, and it's strange to see, like, I don't know, I feel like if something happened to me, people would say nice things, but if someone would go, like, someone's a pain in the butt.
This was obviously someone who touched so many people.
He did charity work. He was so kind. He was good for the community, and just more and more people come out, and it's, like, such a loss for...
Truly.
And again, did nothing wrong.
I think the important thing in getting a maximum sentence in this case is I don't always think that the punishment is a deterrent, especially when you talk about people who are extremely violent, who are intentionally violent. You know, when people are so vicious and violent, I don't know if a death penalty will stop them. But in a case like this, where there are many average everyday people who I think are good people, who can't control themselves behind the wheel of a car. I think in this case, knowing that your need to be first or go faster or how dare they, that you see what the impact is, first of all, on someone else's life and on their community and on their family, like the heartbreak this brought, not just to his immediate family, but to the community as well, what a loss it was. And then you find, oh, and if I act like this, I could end up in jail for 5 years. In this case, I think you need to send that sentence, that message to people, which is you will pay a steep price if you can't control yourself behind the wheel of a car. And I think in this case, they had to get that because it was so unnecessary and it was so reckless.
Yeah.
Imagine going 60 miles per hour on Kaiser Avenue with all that traffic at that time.
I've seen it.
It's crazy.
It's terrifying. You know, if there's something that's come out of this that is fascinating, is Loyalty Barbershop continues to run. It's still charity, but they do a ton of charity events. Mm-hmm. So they're keeping that legacy going. But
yeah, it's so sad. But I hope it is a message. It's a message to folks, to all of us.
Yep.
That patience is more important. Be patient. Understand that sometimes people around you may be dealing with something. If someone's in a rush, and I'm not saying that anybody should be certainly not like that. But if someone is going to pass you, you don't know what they're dealing with, where they're heading to. Just I try to always just think, what is the worst thing that could happen? And let's avoid that. Get out of the way. There's no need to accelerate a situation. But anyway, I think it was necessary to do the maximum sentence. All right, so we know what the punishment is for Eagles Jalen Carter. He was missed out, obviously, on that game because of the spitting incident. That's it in terms of suspension, but he also has to pay $57,222 for the infraction. And that's pretty much the equivalent of his game check for week one.
How much? 50 what?
$57,222. So he didn't even get to play. This happened like 6 seconds into the game. He is expected to be on the field when the Eagles face the Kansas City Chiefs in a Super Bowl rematch on Sunday. That's going to be great. Now, the team could do its own discipline if they'd like to. They could bench him for the first play. I always love when coaches do that. We're going to keep you out for a whole play or even longer. But we'll see if that happens.
You bad boy.
The coach says, you're not going to know. This is between us. I'm glad they didn't do anything more. I know some of you were like, yeah, you should take him out for X amount of time. No, I don't think that was necessary. And it doesn't, just because I'm the biggest Eagles fan doesn't mean that's the reason why I say that. I think the fact that Dak Prescott also spit, he didn't get any in trouble and he didn't spit on him. But still, they should all clean up their act. Good luck with that. I mean, he's had a lot of issues with not being able to control himself. Let's hope this is the last of it. He is not appealing the penalty. So I think he understands that he really screwed up. Do you think this is enough to change someone's behavior? I hope so.
It is interesting, too. I was looking at his salary, and you're right. It's about $57,000 equals about one paycheck or one game. But the way the NFL stacks their salaries, like he had a $21.8 million rookie contract for a couple of years ago. Then they readjust things for salary cap. He's making a lot more than what it appears.
Right. Well, they said the Eagles have agreed not to void his guarantees based on the suspension, because that could have happened. There are guarantees, like you said, that add up to a whole lot of other money.
But they also shuffle the thing. It's like this accounting thing. It's like they're doing, it's like a white collar crime. It's how it appears to me. Right in front of us to make things. But either way.
The way people move money when they make lots of money. You don't think that he should have.
After seeing it all, it just seemed like, oh my God, this seems like such a weird misunderstanding where two guys are being stupid. One guy, probably, he definitely crossed the line, I guess.
Let's hope that he has learned his lesson, because your team, it's more important that you are able to play for your team than, you know, deal with that kind of testosterone nonsense. Like, just stop.
That little bing.
Yeah, it's not necessary.
It's the weakest form of showing off your testosterone, but I guess I'll take it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.